lot of familiar faces too. Thank you for coming out to, it's been a long time since someone's done that to me. I'm Eris and I own this little establishment you're in, and I want to thank you very much for coming out. What comes with a free show is some plugs, and I have to do that right now, so please bear with me. I want to thank Godfather's Pizza for giving us a bunch of free food for you tonight. We do have pop, by the way, for those of you that didn't see that. I want to thank WGRD in particular, who selflessly promoted this thing for the cool event that it was. And I got a hold of them. They got back to me within an hour and got this event on the air, and they just did a great job. They're a great radio station. Make sure you listen. A lot better than any of the radio stations I've worked for in the past. A couple of decades. Of course, I'd love to work for them, but they need to ask me. Who am I forgetting now? We got Godfathers, of course. I want to talk about this guy for a minute. First of all, I want to tell you about the things we're selling. We have these autographs. We'd like you to pre-order the new Vertpipe CD. Comes out 2 weeks from tomorrow. We are taking pre-orders from you for it tonight. And we're selling it for the lowest price in town, $12.99. You can get it tonight for that price. You can get one that's already autographed. Brian has already done it.
It seems fairly cheap, Eric.
It is very cheap. But it's not a cheap album. It's really a very, very good album. $12.99. I don't think you're not going to find it cheaper anywhere else, so we'd love to have you purchase that tonight. What you do is in 2 weeks bring this case back. We'll do a switch on the case, and then you've got an autographed copy, like when Brian, 20, 30 years from now gets elected into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You can hold it up and say, look, I've got a copy. But we will do that. We have some that are already signed, and then we have some that he will sign. He has offered to hang out after the show and talk to each and every one of you. He told me he would. So if you want to get one signed then, if you're in a hurry to leave, we have them already signed for you, but we'll take care of that. We're going to try to minimize the transactions while he plays, because we'd like to keep it the integrity of the performance.
That's nice. Thank you.
Well, we don't want a lot of noise back there, so we'll do that afterwards. We're not going to close at 9. We'll be here as long as you people are here. The Big Disc 3 that we still have many copies of, we would like to sell. We're going to lower the price down to $9, tax included, tonight. It's a 3-CD set, 3 hours. It includes all of our winners from the past 5 years, including the Vertpipe, who donated 2 tunes to this. So you can get 2 live tunes from the Vertpipe you can't get anywhere else. It's on this CD, plus 25 other fantastic local bands. It's a great CD, and we're going to lower the price down to just $9, tax included, and that is tonight only. So all those transactions we'll do after the performance. I want to tell you just a quick story. Back in 1992, a friend of mine who worked at Station C Studios came over to my house. We were doing a lot of drinking and listening to music in those days, and he had a bunch of tunes by this gentleman right here on acoustic guitar. And I remember sitting around on my couch downstairs where my home theater is and my system is, and I'm going, this guy has really got some talent. Who the hell is he? Brian Vander Ark was the name. I mean, we sat there and listened to these tapes, and then a year later, a band called Johnny with an I, headed by this gentleman here, entered the Rock Search, and they won that year the grand prize. And of course, they changed their name. Maybe a couple of members had changed in the lineup and changed their name to the Vertpipe. And I threatened him just about 2 months ago with releasing all those early recordings and putting them on the
internet.
Here
I am.
No. That's just a joke. I will tell you this. This gentleman called me about 3 weeks ago, and he knows that this store is really a struggle for us to keep it open every day. And he knew that. And he wanted to do whatever he could to help me out. You know, a lot of these bands that make it nowadays, and there are a lot of good people in the business. I've met, I don't know how many thousands of musicians, but only a handful of them keep their careers in check, where they remember the people that helped them out at the beginning. I maybe gave him a little nudge back at the Rock Search. I didn't help a lot. But he remembers those things. He's a very special person, and he called me to make sure that he wanted to do this show. He's doing it for free. He's going to meet all of you for free. He's one of the most wonderful people I've ever met. Please welcome. He's going to play for you now. He's nervous.
I'm nervous.
And those of you that know me well know that I don't BS. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. This guy has done so much for me over the years and never asked for anything in return. And I think he's really, really special. And I know you think so too. And I know you're very proud of him and the Vertpipe too for putting Grand Rapids on the map. Please welcome my friend and hometown guy, Brian Vander Ark.
So I thought we'd just make this kind of casual, you know, I play some stuff here and there, some old stuff. And so if I screw up things, I'm not a one-man band here, people, all right? If I'm searching for a lyric or something, just somebody yell it out, okay? I don't want to play a song. This song I actually wrote for a movie called That Thing You Do, and it was rejected. So we put it on the record. It's called In Between.